You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
This week's You Gotta Be Kidding Me asks the simple question, what would Israel do? As you've no doubt seen in the news over the last month, our good friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is at it again. It seems he's ramping up the number of Iranian nuclear centrifuges with an eye toward producing nuclear weapons. Nuclear energy, according to Mahmoud. And of course, Timothy McVeigh was just doing a little gardening with all that fertilizer in Oklahoma City. While there's definitely debate over Mahmoud's actual capabilities, we know for certain that Iran already has the missile technology to deliver nuclear warheads if they're able to produce them. So, contrary to Rosie O'Donnell, there is a real threat that Mahmoud and his boss, Grand Ayatollah Khomeini, will eventually acquire the nuclear weapons necessary to kill millions of Jewish and Western devils. Stopping Ahmadinejad and other atomic nuts requires bold and decisive action on the part of those who love freedom. Therefore, we must ask ourselves, what would Israel do? I love Israel. No, I don't agree with all their policies, but I love their approach to nuclear nutjobs like Ahmadinejad. Namely, blow the ever-loving crap out of them if they threaten you or other free societies with nuclear attack. Remember, Israel still tears murderers' houses down pillar by pillar. How awesome is that? And also recall, Israel threw the hammer down on Iran once before. Think back to the late 70s meeting between Big Mama Sita Israel bombs and an Iranian nuclear facility. Presto, nuclear threat neutralized. And just in case everything goes to crap and they know they're going down, Israel is rumored to have a Samson plan, which will take all their enemies with them. Now that's foresight. Meanwhile, folks in Europe and the United States are calling for talks with Iran. Yes, I believe these are the grandchildren of the folks who encouraged France to just talk to Hitler. And look how well that turned out. On the very day that Hitler signed a 25-year non-aggression pact with Great Britain and France, he told the German Senate that now they were free to rearm, full steam ahead. So much for negotiating with brutal, hell-bent regimes. And for those of you like Sean Penn and Charlie Sheen who think the US is the real enemy here, remember that they still behead lesbians in Iran and don't even allow women to attend soccer matches. But back to Israel. As we consider our next move with Iran, let's take a page out of the book of a country that's absolutely vilified by all of its neighbors and has persevered to become the model of freedom in a perpetually insane part of the world. This doesn't mean that we bomb Iran tomorrow. Let's first roll the dice with global isolation and sanctions. But asking ourselves what would Israel do does mean that while we wait for Iran to return to the real world, we make sure to keep our finger on that nifty red button. In the meantime, you gotta be kidding me.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.